Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Tuesday, the 18th of July. Yo, Blair.
Yo.
The news today is that Tony Blair and George Bush have been recorded accidentally. They didn't realise, having a private conversation at a G8 summit. Bush greeted Tony with the words of Yo, Blair. What we've found a transcript of the conversation, so we're going to just reenact it for you. Because it's quite insight into the leaders of the free world.
Yeah, I mean,
and their relationship.
I'm interested to know if we could be leaders of the free world.
Probably. Anyway, do you want to be Bush or Blair?
Maybe Bush.
Okie dokie.
Does it start here?
Yeah.
And thanks for the sweaters. I know you picked them out yourself.
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, I knitted it.
What about Kofi Annan? He seems all right. I don't like his ceasefire plan. His attitude is basically ceasefire and everything sorts out. But I think...
Yeah, the only thing I think is really difficult is that we can't stop this without getting international presence agreed. I think what you guys have talked about, which is the criticism of the... I am perfectly happy to try and see what the lie of the land is, but you need to get that done quickly, because otherwise it will spiral.
Yeah, I think Condi's gonna go soon.
Well, that's all that matters, but if you... You see, at least it gets going.
I agree, it's a process. I told her you were offered too.
Well, it's only if she needs the ground prepared, as it were. If she goes out, she has to succeed, whereas I can just go and...
You see, the irony is what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah stuck doing this shit and it's over.
Dunno, Syria.
Why?
Because I think this is all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, what does he think? He thinks that if Lebanon turns out fine... If you get a solution in Israel and Palestine, Iraq goes in the right way.
Yeah, he's
had it. That's what this is all about. It's the same with Iran.
I felt like telling Kaf to call, to get on the phone to Assad and make something happen.
Yeah.
Blaming Israel and blaming the Lebanese government.
Well, that was the transcript from the BBC website. As you can hear in that one, Tony Blair says he knitted a sweater.
Mm.
There's also one here in The Sun. Let's do this one as well. Contrast and compare. I think this one, they've picked out highlights.
Yo, Blair, how are you doing? Thanks for the sweater. It's awfully thoughtful.
It's a pleasure.
I know you picked it out yourself.
Oh, absolutely. In fact...
What about coffee? His attitude to the ceasefire?
It's very, really difficult. We can't stop this unless you get international business agreed.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys have talked about, but I'm perfectly happy to try and see what the lie of the land is. But you need that done quickly, because otherwise it will spiral.
I think Condi's going to go soon.
Well, if she needs the ground prepared, because obviously if she goes out, she's got to succeed, whereas I can just go out and talk.
You see, the thing is, what they need to do is get Syria to get Hezbollah to stop doing this shit and it's over.
Syria!
Why?
Because I think it's all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
What does he think? He thinks if Lebanon turns out fine, we get a solution in Israel and Palestine. Iraq goes the same way.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He is honey. That's what the whole thing is about. It's the same with Iraq.
I felt like telling Kofi to call Bashar to make something happen. We're not blaming the Lebanese.
Is this...
The microphone's on!
So two slightly different versions there.
Yeah.
I like the funny bit best, I think.
Yeah, he is honey.
He is honey. So, yo Blair to everyone out there. Right, what's the news? there's a lot of people... being shipped out of Beirut. It's apparently the biggest evacuation of citizens since Dunkirk.
Blimey.
So that's big, that.
David Cameron has said, not nationalising, having a nationalised train service was probably not the best idea. Whoops, that was our fault.
Oh, but it wasn't his fault, because he was so young. gonna.
And then he's saying maybe we should fix it by fucking it all up a bit more. What they need to do is just buy it all back.
Can they afford to do
get
that?
Prezza to run it, give him a nice outfit.
A back controller. Russell Brand has been voted the best dressed man by some magazine.
Was it some slaggy magazine?
I think it was a boys' magazine.
How can he possibly be the best dressed man?
I know, according to women, he's been voted the best dressed, so it was probably a slaggy magazine.
Well, I'm sure he just wears sweaty rags.
18th century Undertaker is his look.
It's very, very hot in London. It's been recorded 52 degrees on buses, 47 on tube.
How much is it in our office?
We've gone off the scale on our temperature thermometer. Twice the limit that you would transport cattle at. So that's nice.
If anyone's got a spare £79,000 knocking around, you can buy a baby for that. To me, that seems quite expensive because you could just make one for free. And it's going to cost a lot to bring up. We're better off investing that in nappies and at the house, maybe. Putting it in an account for tuition fees when it goes to university. This is a brilliant story. There's a guy, he went to Turkey to have an impotence cure, which is having a little hydraulic pump in his cock. And it turns out to be on the same frequency as his neighbour's garage doors. So they have a remote control to open the garage doors. Every time it goes off, he gets an erection.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, he apparently phoned into BBC Radio Merseyside to complain about it. The problem is in Turkey, they don't have garage door openers, so they didn't realise it was going to be a problem.
So when his knob goes up, Does it just go up, or does he feel kind of rude?
I imagine it just goes up, because it's just a physical process rather than an arousal. He goes, oh, they're parking their 4x4 again. At least he knows what they're up to.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
He says it's embarrassing, he can't go out if his neighbours are around. In case they open the garage.
But surely if he goes out, he'd be out of the way of them. I mean, it can be only about 20 metres or something.
Yeah.
So I think he's got nothing to complain about there. People have been buying a lot of blueberries. £50 million worth a year now. You didn't used to be able to get them.
No. So what I like, nice blueberry muffin.
A nice wet one.
Blueberry, I made a nice pie once called Blueberry Boy Bait. It was in Nigella's
domestic
goddess. It was pretty good. I might make that again one day.
Madonna wants to sing with ABBA. She says those boys know how to form a cracking hook. They're not boys.
No, they're even older than
Madonna.
They've
not done anything for ages, have they?
I bet they could still form a cracking hook though if they were put the mind to do it.
Do you reckon?
Rod Stewart looks like Wurzel Gummidge.
No, he doesn't. But they're both attractive. Somebody's been going up and down the Thames counting the swans. They've been doing it since the 12th century because they all belong
to
the queen. She has ownership of all unowned mute swans in Britain.
So she can eat them.
Mute swans. Does that mean the ones that make a noise are okay? The quiet ones?
I don't know if they're actually mute or not, but they're called mute ones. That's the picture of one there. They are distinctive because they have an orange beak and black markings on the front of their face.
So when it's mute, it doesn't actually mean mute?
I don't know. I've never heard one make a noise, but I've not been looking out for it. Two people who work in McDonald's have won £1.3 million in the lottery. They said they're still going to work in McDonald's.
They're fucking idiots.
They are absolutely stupid. Why?
£1.3 million, they're going to spunk it up the wall like that woman did yesterday when she bought
the moon. So she's going to buy some.
and they're going to carry on. Oh, some people.
Fools.
Just shouldn't be given any opportunities at all. I mean, if it, that's a gift horse, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
They can't enjoy working in McDonald's.
Well, apparently they do.
I just
sometimes you shouldn't let these simple people have any money, I say.
I mean, if they want to work in McDonald's, I don't mind that, but don't give them £1.3 million. Because they obviously have no idea what to do with it.
They're going to buy a house.
The shuttle has got back safely, so Piers Sellers, 51, is absolutely fine.
When's he coming over?
I don't know if he's going to be coming over, but apparently there was two sonic booms, and then they entered the Earth's atmosphere and then flew down, nose down, right until the last minute, and then came up again.
Yeah, you have to get a real angle, don't you?
So, it looked scary for a moment, but it was fine.
Prince Harry did a wee in a horse box at a polo tournament. It's not very interesting.
Fair enough. Yeah. There's a microchip being developed that's the size of a grain of rice. You can embed it into anything.
Can you put your name on it?
To know what it does.
Is it the sort of thing that they're putting food packaging and things like that so they can track us and find out where it goes?
I don't know. I mean, why put it in a grain of rice?
I don't know. Apparently, Big Brother news, Saskia and Maxwell from an old Big Brother have split up, according to Pals. I thought this was interesting. Imogen is the only person currently in the Big Brother house with her own breasts. The rest have got implants. Even Jane. What's the point of her having breast implants? It's just a big lump.
I didn't know she had.
Well, yeah, apparently Imogen's the only one who hasn't. So that means Jane, Jenny, Ashleen, Susie, fairly obvious. They've all got them.
It's becoming more and more commonplace, isn't it? With
it's just going to get to the point where you're going to look stupid if you haven't got them, and it's like shaving your legs. There was a point where nobody shaved their legs, but now everyone has to do it. It's going to be like that with the expensive surgery that could kill you.
I think so.
Yeah. What, do I think it could kill
I mean, do you think it will get to that point where...
I think possibly it's going to be a point where it's just the accepted thing to do.
Like, if you're an old woman and you've not had work done, you look like a freak because you look old.
Yeah, probably.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I suspect it might.
There's a boy who stole somebody's car and the person ran out in front of it going, "No, don't," and the boy just ran him over, killed him.
He's bad, that boy. How old is he?
15.
That's too young to be killing people. Well, any age is bad for killing people. Mentals playing football. They've made a team up of people with, you know, your problems after we found out Rooney was obsessive about his
hairdryer.
So we've got Rooney and Beckham have got OCD. George Best was an alcoholic. Someone called Tony Adams. An alcoholic also. Oh, Stephen Gerrard apparently got OCD as well. Maradona has eating disorders. Stan Collymore has depression. Paul Gascoigne, attention deficit. There's apparently the Man United, their goalkeeper, Tim Howard, has Tourette's syndrome. There's all these sort of things. And then they've got Eric Cantona. Apparently he's got hypoglycemia, which as far as I'm concerned isn't a mental disorder. But they reckon that's what caused him to do Kung Fu Attack. Because he's got low blood sugar. I think that might have been an excuse.
This is a very sad story for women, if it's true. I don't know if it is. Young women are spending more cash than ever before. Nearly 4/5 happily spending more than they earn. 3/4 of women admit happily that they're shopaholics.
Stupid. Maybe we should kill all women as well. Just a thought. Just kill everyone.
46% of them have credit card debts up to an average of $4,000. Irresistible, they find purchases of clothes, handbag and jewellery.
Oh, I bought a handbag yesterday.
Did you get yourself into debt by buying it?
No.
Well then.
I paid for it on my Switch card.
You're like Destiny's Child.
Am I?
Yeah. What's that song?
Got my handbag, I bought it. Shoes on my feet,
I bought it. Diamond ring, I bought it.
And my house I live in, I bought it. I haven't bought the house I live in, I rent. Apparently, some people have invented a device which dog owners can buy to translate the dog's barks into words. They only know 200 phrases, dogs. Things like, I feel great, let's go, listen to me, and I miss you. It's about only 60 quid though, you can get them on eBay.
What a load of bollocks. There's a man here who said, I am the shoe rapist, yes.
This is I.
I put my hands up and say it.
It was like 20 years ago. He didn't really put his hands up though, he got caught by DNA.
He said, I am the shoe rapist.
Only after they caught him.
But then he said it. So, he used to rape the women and tie their legs up with tights and steal their stilettos. So, in his house, he's got loads and loads of pairs of vintage stilettos, and they're going up for auction. Sotheby's, said to be a lot of celebrities going to bid on them.
I'm out of news, so let's sum up now.
There's a doctor who has his surgery in a car. It's in America.
In New York, I believe.
It's an open-top car. He says, it's fine, I've got all the space that I need, but I have been mistaken for a drug dealer and voyeur. One man called police because he thought I was watching porn. shocking. But I suppose if he can't afford any other office space, then that's what he's just going to have to do.
Right, that's it for Newsbox today. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.